Meeting of the Galveston County Consolidated Drainage District on February 13th, 2024, at 8 a.m. at the district's office located at 1605 Whitaker Drive, Friendswood, Texas. We'll call the meeting to order. If y'all would please stand with me, and we'll have Bobby Kirkpatrick do the invocation, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah, that's fine.
It was great. Lord, in this city, in this district, Lord, we are thankful to live here, to live in a place where you've given us so much, and we ask for your guidance to be good stewards of what we've been given. Lord, we pray for wisdom. We pray for wisdom in decisions as we look to make hard decisions. And Lord, I pray for peace. Lord, I pray that your peace would reign, that we could treat one another with kindness and charity as far as it is possible. And Lord, help us to have that love and charity for one another. Ask your blessing on this meeting. It's in your name that we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Bobby. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 4, citizens' comments. Members of the public are invited to give comments at this time, lasting no longer than 3 minutes. Who'd like to go first?
I'm John Johnson, I'm a resident of the Drainage District. And I want to attend the meeting. I had to see so many people come out. This is very unusual. But what I wanted to speak about was I had recently requested a copy of what I think you all call your timesheets. The Drainage District directors are I'm not sure, after looking at those, really understand how privileged they are to get paid to come to meetings. You know, the other folks, Mayor Mike and Mayor David Smith, come on. I can't think of any other groups. People that go to the school district meetings, the trustees, none of those folks are paid. The only local officials I know that are paid are here on this drainage board. And it was a step forward to at least start to fill out timesheets, and I give you all credit for that. But you know, those things show that either you don't understand what the state law requires, or you don't care. It's, you know, like I said, it's a privilege. You should take those very, very seriously. I found some timesheets where there was only 2 entries on it. Well, that's not enough to qualify. I've been told that y'all are paid $500 per meeting. $500 a month. I misspoke there. And the state also requires that you get no more than $150 per day of service. So it doesn't matter if you go to 3, 4, 5 things in the same day. That's just $150. That doesn't get $150 for each thing that you do. So I made some suggestions to Kathy, and so maybe there's some way that this can be improved, but I think you all need to look at what's in Chapter 49 of the Water Code, Section 0.060, and make sure that everybody is following that. And if somebody doesn't turn in the required number of days of service, don't automatically give somebody $500 a month. You should only give them, that's essentially a bill that you're turning in to be paid for. That all needs to be cleaned up.
Time's up.
Thank you very much for allowing me the time to speak.
Next.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rogers, and I'm also a resident of the Drainage District, and I work with Galveston County on the elections. And I was wondering if the Drainage Board would be interested in offering their facility. We have had a terrible time getting facilities in the city of Friendswood, and right now, for the upcoming election, we have only 2 for early voting, both in Precinct 356, basically the Village on the Park and the Friendswood Activity Center, which cover, you know, a very limited space, and then Hope Lutheran on election day. So this would be, you know, a nice facility that's only used 2 days a week. It would be perfect setup for elections, ADA compliant, and it would be a service to all citizens and taxpayers of Galveston County. as well as the Drainage District in particular. I would also like more publicity for the elections. I think very few people know that we're still in the sign-up period, that people can apply to run for office, and that, you know, and when the elections are for this municipality, because by the time people get interested and by the time word gets out, it's already too late to sign up. So I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for your comments. Next.
Morning, everyone. At a previous meeting during public comments, I spoke about a few different things, one being decisions. We make around 35,000 decisions a day, some conscious, some semi-conscious. Another thing we talked about was, when does a misstep become a mistake? What I'd like to speak about today is, briefly, policy and policy differences. Policy differences does not make us different as people. And we can't allow things to become so personal, especially out in the community. We can't, you know, run down someone's social standing or their family name or even threaten their livelihood simply because they disagree with us on policy or who we should vote for. We may not be able to hold on to the literal fact that we're a small community as we continue to grow, but the small town feel can stay if we all work to treat each other differently moving forward, whether it's an election, whether it's anything. And that's something that's important to me.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Good morning. My name is David Johnson. I'm from Friendswood, born in Houston, raised by kids here. And I'm here to announce my campaign for position one on the board for the GCCD group. I have a background in civil engineering a while back. Most recently, the last 3 years, I've been a corporate pilot. Anyway, I want to tell Mr. Holland, this is nothing personal. It just, looking around the country and here locally, people that are making decisions that affect the public, I feel like that should be elected, not appointed. And anyway, folks, I appreciate your consideration. Thank you for your time, and board members, thank you.
Anybody else?
Thanks for letting me speak. My name is Dave Smith. My subject is political influencers. The objective of a politician is to be in a position of power and to use that power for personal gain. Sometimes they're motivated by ego. Sometimes they're motivated by the hope of gaining political capital to run for higher office, maybe with a bigger paycheck. Some are motivated by the desire to gain favor with business associates. And occasionally, they're just misinformed or misled by others into believing that they're needed. How do these politicians gain this power, particularly when there's no real issue for the voting public to take notice of? That's a simple one. Create an issue. After all, by law, elected officials are fair game. They can be challenged, denigrated, made fun of, and accused, and so on. Unfortunately today, the extreme factions of both our major political parties drink from the same Kool-Aid. If you make your life difficult enough, you'll go away. If we shout you down loud enough and ugly enough, you'll go away. If we intimidate you emotionally, physically, and financially, you'll go away. And go away and give us what we want, that power. These antics are disingenuous at best and a double lie at worst. They are the fuel behind the fire of public lack of trust and hate. Not only will they provide the public with misinformation, but they'll hide their deception behind half-truths and unfounded innuendo. They'll promise to save you money, but they won't show a solution to balancing their own budgets or discuss what services will be cut or projects will be terminated. They'll boast about the ability to solve problems if no one else can, but they won't be able to explain to you how. These people are the bullies of today, and their preferred weapon of choice is social media. My advice to my fellow voters is beware. Don't believe everything you read on Friendswood's myriad of political Facebook pages. Your best source of information is your own spheres of influence and making contact with people directly. we're fortunate that we still have a small community in Friendswood, and we're no more than one or two handshakes away from our elected officials. We don't need more politicians. We need public servants. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else? Seeing none, we'll move on to item A. I'm going to turn the chair over to Vice President Gibson for the first item.
Item 5A, discuss and take possible action on the board president's conduct as it relates to board policy manual section 7.8 entitled responsibilities. What I would do, I have a motion to discuss.
Motion to discuss.
Motion second.
Okay, what I'd like to do is the two individuals involved were Mr. Burkett and Mr. Holland. And what I'd like to do is in turn ask each one of those two the same question and then let them have a rebuttal. And then after they have satisfied their differences in that, we'll ask the other board members for comments, and then we'll see if there's another motion to be made. Rusty, on the 23rd, what were you asking Kevin about or talking to him about, and what were your actions?
Yeah, I'll answer that, but I have a statement I'm going to give also, and I want to be careful that I show compassion and give personal forgiveness to Kevin. However, I want to be firm in my response to public profane verbal attacks that are verifiable by repeated behavior, three times within a year with increasing intensity. You know, Mr. Smith, great comments. Everybody on this board is replaceable. We have some very smart people in Friendswood that can do this job. Nobody up here is not replaceable. City Hall, same way. Nobody's not replaceable. School board. But you can conduct yourself in a respectful manner. Speaking for me, I'll never lose sight of why I'm on this board, which is for flooding and reducing the water level in Friendswood. And that will never go away. But we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Some of my favorite sayings. We can do that job, and we can show decorum and civility in our interactions. It's possible, people. It happens all the time. So lowering the temperature in the room, promoting civil discourse or constructive exchanges between directors to represent the citizens that elect us. Leading by example, Mike, especially in contentious times when leadership is most critical. Always having the minority position heard, it's fundamental in American policy. And how do you defeat that? You counter that with sound arguments using logic, you use reason, and you do it with respect. Now, does this sound at all what we have here at the Drainage Board from a leadership position? It just took one civilian getting elected by the people, one, to expose every flaw that we have up here, going back to what Mr. Smith said about bullying, intimidation from the get-go. This is repetitive public behavior, and sometimes people just run their course on tolerance, on patience to serve the people. These outbursts have become worse and worse, and I think it's a liability to the district. I really do. You know, I hope if Kevin steps down, I hope he gets the help he needs to control this violent verbal attacks and this behavior. And for what's next, you know, Director Gustafson, Director Gibson were made aware of this before this third time. Director Gibson witnessed it with Councilman Griffon out on the front porch a while back. They were made aware of the second occurrence, and then Mr. Gibson was out, but Director Gustafson and Mr. Moffitt were here for the latest outburst. So with that said, the first time we were discussing a homestead exemption, And it's a policy difference. It's a taxation difference that I've had that I've been very well documented. I had to run an election on my stances and my points. So we had that discussion. We had it a couple of times here. I've lost every vote, of course, but Councilman Griffon kind of supported that during the discussion. And Kevin didn't like it. So that was the first occasion. The second occasion was, I admit it, I said I'm not going to vote for any rubber stamps on the board appointments. And that was at Dunn Brothers. He didn't like that one either. The third time is there was a violation, a so-called violation of the Open Meetings Act of making a quorum by accident by people. It happens. And I had a pretty good talking to by our district attorney, Scott Bounds, with Kevin present. So when the same exact email type of situation was done, I asked Kevin about it, and he didn't like it. Third outburst. So I'm sorry that I bring issues up that are difficult to talk about. I think they should be talked about, budgets, where the flooding needs to be controlled, maybe where we start our projects, what mitigation is and stuff. Those are all fair game. Taxation, those are all fair points. But they don't devolve into verbal attacks, calling people effing pieces of nothing and just ripping every single time. It's uncalled for. It shouldn't happen. So hope that answers your question, and I'll kick it. I'd really like to hear, and I'm interested, why the crowd today? Because I don't think this would occur anywhere else, and I don't think elected officials would allow this to happen. Okay? This board's been appointed for a long time. I don't believe elected people, other people, allows to happen. And Mayor Mike, we have something called CRM training. And as an astronaut, it takes it to a higher level with you. They don't want anybody, fighter pilot type people like me, anywhere near space. They want type B, calm, all those things, diffuse, talk about it, calm down. And that's the type of leadership that is trained, that is for the cockpit when things get crazy and there's bad situations. You can't panic. You got to lower the temperature. You got to go through your options, because the decisions you make are very important to save your life. Well, when you get on a board and you're serving the public, those type of things need to be thought about before you speak. Count to 10, lower the temperature, deal with things in a logical and a civil manner. That's what I believe leadership is about when you have contentious times in America like we have right now. And you just have, people are struggling for money. So anyway, I hope y'all are here for personal support of Mr. Holland, and not for supporting the type of behavior and the outbursts and the violent attacks that have happened. Because if y'all are, I'm concerned. I'll be honest with you, and I'm sorry to say that, but I am. Anyway, I forgive Kevin personally, but the public behavior is quite a different thing. Thanks for listening.
Okay, well, you answered my question, sir.
Yes, sir.
What were you and Kevin talking about when the?
We were talking about
the. And what were your actions?
We were talking about the Open Meetings Act. And I said, hey, are we going to have the same talk with the attorney that we had with me, with Director Gustafson?
Okay. And what were your actions at that time?
Well, I mean, it blew up from there. I mean, everybody heard the actions. I mean, people were here, so they could hear the actions.
The point I'm trying to make is it takes two to tango.
Absolutely. I have been very clear. Let me be very clear again. I don't think there's any excuse for public outburst and profane language and calling people names, and just it's repeated. And Jim, I told you about this a long time ago. And I know everybody just wants to make it go away, and it's fine. If that's what y'all want, if that's what Friendswood's going to devolve into, just, you know, intimidation, call names, it's fine. This, I mean, we can't duel. It's not 1850 anymore. You know, you have to conduct yourself in public with civility.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, same questions. What were you doing, and what was the conversation, and what were your actions?
The conversation was...
Excuse me. And if you'd lost control of Rusty and let him get on pulpit, if you have some general overall discussion items that you'd like to make, you can do it now.
I think it's, I'll just stay within the parameters asked.
Okay.
The discussion was, the environment was, I'm sitting here signing checks. Director Burkett came in, said, what are you going to do about Director Gustafson? I said, I've already talked to her. He was not happy with that comment. He said, well, are you going to put her, bring her to the attorney? I said, Rusty, settle down. Quit being so sensitive. Then he leaned over the desk and he said, I'm going to make you bring her to the attorney. And I said, back up. And then he leaned again, probably this close to my face, and called me an old fat. And I said, you're a POS. Get out of my face. And he turned around like there was an audience here and said, you know what this is all about? And he didn't have an audience. And I believe he got embarrassed, and that's what this is all about. And as far as my behavior, I'm not happy about it. But when you're being bullied, sometimes you got to defend yourself. And that's all I got to say.
Rusty, do you have any questions or comments?
Oh, he just,
and stay pleased with this issue.
Yeah, listen, it's very simple. What are we going to do about Teresa? Quit being so effing sensitive. First thing out of his mouth, just right off that, quit being so effing sensitive. And I just said, oh, no. I said, no, Kev, that's not going to work. I mean, this, like I said, this is the third time.
We're talking about this one instance.
Okay, but that's fine, Jim. But in this day and age, this is a pattern of behavior. This is the third outburst from our leader in public, where nobody else has even raised their voice in this building. I don't think anybody's left has had a cuss word. So the facts speak for themselves. I stand behind everything I said unequivocally.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I only come. The truth will set you free. Thank you.
Okay. Lonnie, you have any questions?
I got some comments.
Okay.
A while back, the five of us went through some pretty extensive training with Mr. Joe Gonzalez in an effort to settle, I won't say nerves, but at least attitudes on this board that were here long before I was appointed. If you go back and you look at the Texas Water Code, you see the processes by which this board is governed under filling unexpired terms, and this board did that. Needless to say, we went through some pretty extensive discussion. When it was all over, it was my opinion that we were on the right track, but obviously we're not. Something has to change, guys. Now, I was in the room. I heard Kevin. I only heard one side of that conversation. I do not know, and I cannot verify what Rusty said, and neither can anyone else in this room. It's Kevin's word against Rusty's word. Who do you want to believe? If we were in a court of law, I don't think it would stand. It would be hearsay. I'm not a lawyer. But we can't, as a board, continue to function when we have the kind of problems we have right now. I think that somebody somewhere along the line has to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry, let's go on. We're here for one thing and one thing only. All this other stuff that's going on is chaff. I guess that's about the best way I can say it. It's meaningless. Sure, people get angry, people react, and sometimes they say things they regret later. We've all done it. I bet everybody in this room has done that. With either a husband or wife or friends or whatever. I don't know. I do know this, that the first day on the job, Rusty got into it with a former board member, and it almost came to blows. Why? Why was that? Gary Harris. No, you didn't think I knew about that.
Didn't it almost come to blows?
I'm speaking, Rusty.
I'll speak.
I don't give the floor.
Yes, sir.
First day as a director, you attack an older member of this board that's been on the board for years. Why? That shouldn't be. Now, Rusty and I may differ on some things. That's okay. We differ. We may differ on how we go about doing things, and we will, and we have, and we do. But we can, we can serve on this board, because what is the number one function of this board? What is it? It is to keep Friendswood from flooding. And if you go back and you look at the history of what's happened in the last 30 years or so, that has been pretty effective. And if you don't believe it, go out there and look at it right now. Look at all the projects that this board has been accomplishing, and there's lots more in the plans. So that's why I'm here. I'm not here to try to adjudicate an argument, and I don't think anybody else is, hopefully. So there, I've said it. That's pretty much where I am and how I feel about it. Now, I'm ready to get to the rest of the actions on this agenda. I want to get through the agenda. I want us to continue to work for the citizens of the people of Friendswood. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
When the incident occurred at the last meeting, I was in the back of the room. I was speaking with the gentleman who was here on behalf of Enterprise Products, a gentleman I've known for a long time. My back was to the dais. All of a sudden, I heard raised voices. I heard some inappropriate language, and I turned around to look. And I did see Director Burkett was on that side of the dais, but he was leaning in towards Director Holland. And that was what I saw. I did not really hear the beginning of their conversation. I was trying to, on the one hand, reassure the gentleman who was here on behalf of Enterprise that this is not normal and it will calm down, and at the same time, come up here and just try to calm things down, which I don't think I was very successful at doing that. But subsequent comments I've heard, there was a suggestion that I stood by and did nothing. And I don't think it would have been appropriate for me to try to get in the middle between these two gentlemen. I'm not someone who could break up a physical altercation. But what I have done is request that we start having sergeant-at-arms at our meetings. I requested one for this morning. Unfortunately, all of the Constable Precinct 4 resources are at daycares and schools because of the internet threat that was made about some people from Wyoming on their here to cause harm in the League City area. So that's why we don't have one this morning, but I do believe going forward, starting with our next meeting, we will start having sergeant at arms. That was something I felt I could do to try to keep a calm and level demeanor. I'd also like to address the point of the email that's been mentioned. I erroneously circulated an email to my colleagues on the board that was about high-performing teams. It was an article out of Harvard Business Review, and it was just something that builds on the work that Lonnie brought up, Director Moffitt brought up, that we did with Joe Gonzalez. It was just a reminder, you know, we are capable of being this high-performing team, and we need to refocus our energies on this. So I probably should have just sent it to Kathy or to Joseph and ask them to circulate to the board. So that was the mistake I made that Director Burkett referenced in his comments this morning. So my third comment is I agree with Director Moffitt that we really are here about keeping water out of people's homes, protecting people's property and their lives, and I am ready to focus on getting back to our business. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Director Gibson, I want to respond to, I'll have some comments.
Right after I talk. I've enjoyed being on this board. I think we're doing a good job. Unfortunately, we're distracted by two type A males going at each other from time to time. It's not part of the board's purpose. The purpose of the board is to do critical looking at overall projects and scopes that will improve the drainage in our district. Not whether we meet on 5 o'clock in the afternoon, not whether or not we meet one time a month. And we need to protect the income that we have. Rusty has been beating on the horse about homestead exemption since he came on the board. Reality is that I went to Rusty and offered him a compromise that I thought he could sell about homestead exemption, and he turned it down. So I have got to ask, is he really serious about implementing a homestead exemption? Knowing that if he had taken that offer, it would have been forever. And what I was offering in exchange was for only 1 year. So we just need to get it on and drop all this. And I guess my parting advice to Rusty is, if he doesn't like Kevin and can't get along with Kevin, he resign and re-up for this election and run against Kevin and see what happens then. And I hate to say this, I've known Rusty a long time, and I hate to bring these facts up, but they're true. And we need to all get along. Okay, Rusty?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm the bad guy up here that's never raised his voice and never said a curse word and publicly acted professionally. But that's fine. This is public behavior, outburst with profanity three times. There's a big, don't lump me in because I differ on policy with them, and that's brought all this up. Y'all keep that in mind. It's been policy differences that have brought out this behavior. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay, that's it. I haven't acted anywhere like this. And I think Joseph said the other day, I've never heard you say a cuss word in this building. So whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm no saint. I'm a firm guy, but I'm no saint. I'm not trying to say anything. Mr. Harris and I, before I was even sworn in, had a discussion back here, and I've never even talked to Mr. Harris before that during the election. I have nothing bad to say to him whatsoever. He had a disagreement with me on taxation and what I said in the election. It's out there. Y'all can see the point I made on the 2021 tax increase and stuff. It's all out there on the board, and that's what our discussion was about. There were some things said that he said to me that I didn't like. And I wasn't even sworn in yet. I was still a citizen, so I was not a director on the board. This, my mother and dad were sitting there coming in, and Joseph came over here because my mom and my dad and everybody were wondering. They asked me, what's going on here? And I said, I don't know. They just, and they were upset about the board decision. That's fine. The tax deal. Let me, and I didn't want to bring that up, Jim, but I'm going to bring it up. So when they offer you a homestead exemption, and they said, but you're going to have to give an 8% tax increase to the people this year, and we'll give you your homestead exemption. No. What I'm looking for is a tax decrease to people, real money in their pocket, not tax rate games, not with the assessments going up, not with homestead. I said, no, Jim, I'm not looking for any increase at all in taxes. I'm looking for decreases to the people. We've had 35% increases in the last 2 years, and y'all want to stick another 8% on the people. So I said, no. So y'all can decide yourself with your money how you want to be, but I'm true to my word to the people on that. So the last thing I'm going to bring up, and I don't appreciate Jim asking me to resign for having policy differences with this board and running a campaign. It's quite funny. All my positions were having to be run out in the open in the daylight and the disinfected. So there was no secret what people were voting for. So, and ask me to resign for conduct that I've never even scratch the surface of, that's not right. And there are some other conflicts on this board that I wasn't going to bring up, and I should bring up. Jim Gibson's son works for Kevin. Okay, so there's not much daylight between Jim Gibson and Kevin Holland on anything. There's zero. There's no doubt I'm at a 4-1 disadvantage up on this board. I think it's very apparent. So I'm the lone beacon. Y'all can judge for yourself if y'all think I've been crazy acting on my policies, or if I've had behaviors or done something that's wrong other than just stick firm to my beliefs for the people, because that's what I have done, and I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of it, because I won't let you down on what I believe. As tough as it gets, because it's hard being the pinata for 2 years up here for the people, because I've been nothing but a whipping boy on this board.
Thank you, Rusty.
Could I comment?
I didn't appreciate the personal attack, and I did not.
It's not an attack.
I did not tell you to resign. I said if you did not like Kevin and couldn't get along with him, that would be a suggestion to fix that problem. So don't misinterpret my words, please.
Yes, sir. I will not. Yes,
Ryan?
Yes, sir.
I'm really sorry that Rusty is making this kind of an argument, because if you go back and it's been checked, Rusty has voted 98% of the time with this board. 98%. The only time Rusty votes against this board on issues like the homestead, meeting times, and that sort of thing, which again I will say is chaff. He has the same goal in mind, I know, of protecting the citizens of Friendswood. And I really regret that Rusty feels like he is the whipping boy. He's not the whipping boy at all. And, you know, and as far as being the only elected member of this board, I mean, that's not the case. He's not.
Contested.
And after May 4th, we'll find out if he is. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
As far as your comment about the open meetings violation, Scott Bounds assures us that that is not the case on a team building email.
Thank you.
So I had already handled that prior to Mr. Burgett's statement.
Does the board wish to take any action?
I would like to comment also, please. I think Director Moffitt and I performed the same analysis, looking back through meeting minutes and tallying up the votes, and I came up with 96%. We're very close that Director Burkett voted in agreement with the other board members during the year 2023 and also 2024 to present. So I believe that, in general, our board is in agreement on our mission and that on the actions that need to be taken to support our district employees, to support our district engineer, and provide the resources on what they need to do to address flooding problems in Friendswood. I think both Director Holland and Director Burkett are very dedicated and very passionate about preventing flooding and doing everything possible. And again, I would just love to see us all rechannel our energies, pull together, and work together. I think we have a lot of potential here and a lot of good ideas, a lot of good energy. And I regret, Director Burkett, that you feel like the whipping post. I nobody should feel that way. And I guess I would like to see us all move forward from this and move forward together as a unified board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, one more thing. So I don't want sympathy. I want action. And I do agree with my board members many times, just like council does on the majority of things. But there are some things that I disagree on and that I vote against. So I agree. That shows you that I'm not here just to disagree for disagreeing. That's not why you're here on the board. But you are here to uphold your positions and your policy differences when it comes up. So I agree with that, Teresa, that I have voted, and what Mr. Moffitt said, I mean, we agree on a lot of things around here. There's no doubt about it. So that's good.
Okay, thank you.
I do have a motion.
Okay.
My motion is, I mean, I do not feel that this conduct can go for the third time. I don't feel like it can go without some repercussions. And I believe at a minimum, we should reorder the board and the officers of the board. So my motion is to, first of all, my first motion is to remove Kevin Holland as president of the board. There's no motion we can take, like you said, to resign, but my motion is to remove Mr. Holland as president of the board and reorder the officers of the board.
Do I have a second? Not having a second, motion fails. I apologize to the audience for us sharing our dirty laundry in public, but at some point in time it's got to happen because it's got to stop. And I appreciate the candid comments that everybody made. I hope we'll leave it in this room and work together in a much more positive fashion. And thank y'all. And Kevin, I'll turn the meeting back over to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for taking time out of your day. Thank you for your comments. Item B, discussion, force the Friendswood Detention Pond expansion. Review options moving forward with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the force, the Friendswood Detention Pond expansion, you know, we've worked on this project. We've got to get it done. Going through our environmental consultant, SMC, we've got some wetlands identified inside the existing basin, and right outside the top of the bank will come around here along this existing tributary. So there's some permitting we're going to have to do with the Corps other than just that the outfall structure that we're going to rehab. According to Steve McLeay with SMC, there's two options. We go for a jurisdictional identification, and that'll take about a year plus, right? Or we just concede that it's all jurisdictional. We go through, and you know, if you're over half an acre or a tenth of an acre, then you've got to pay for mitigation, which is, you know, the cost of that. Y'all have seen the email. I shared that with you. Preparation of the board meeting. So Joseph and I thought that obviously it's the board's decision on which way we want to take the project. I personally believe we should perform the jurisdictional determination. I know it's going to add some time to the project, but to me that's the common sense way to go.
Scott, with the new parameters set by the federal government on wetlands, I'd like us to look into that a little more and revisit this, but I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah.
The wetlands has changed.
And we've done that. Unfortunately, the Corps has been slow to modify their rules and their interpretation of what is a wetlands from that Supreme Court decision.
Yeah.
So I think to force them to do that, Director Holland, it would be to formally request a jurisdictional determination.
Wouldn't that give us clarity if we went the long route like that, and that would give us more? We would have the clarity that in no, it's longer,
yes,
but it would give us the, I think, the right path to have assurances of what's going on. Is that kind of what I read in your summary?
Yes, sir.
Are we unique in that, Scott? Are we the only board that's dealing with that with the wetlands?
No, sir. It's any private or public development. If you know, it's on the wetlands maps. You know, they've got to go out there and identify them, and then either do the jurisdictional determination or concede jurisdiction and permit it. You know, the Supreme Court did have a ruling that overturns the current administration's you know, definition of what's jurisdictional. Again, that's been slow to come down, and the Corps who permits wetlands, you know, functions in those wetlands, it's been slow to modify or even give an interpretation or how they're going to interpret the situation now. So.
I agree with what Rusty said. I think we ought to take the longer approach because it's certain once we get that answer.
Yes.
Plus, we don't have the money to do anything with it right now anyway. So
that's true.
And it's my understanding that under the new definition, it would require a continuous surface with the jurisdictional water, which this clearly does not have. So
you're right. Mm-hmm. In a common sense approach, talking to Steve, you know, they can interpret it, well, there's a concrete pilot channel that connects to the outfall pipe that connects to the creek. So that's what we're having a problem you know, having that discussion with the Corps without forcing them to make the decision.
And define surface.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're. Yeah, what is your definition of surface, right, Ms. Tracy? That's the common sense approach, and I totally agree with you, but unfortunately, that's not always the way things go. So, Mr. Roth, you had one? You were
saying? I can't remember my comment. Okay. Yeah.
Good work. So, yeah. I think you got a general direction on where to go forward.
You want to, is this open for discussion, or do y'all want to vote on that, or I'm not sure how that works.
I want to make a motion just to hold off as we gather more information and make a determination later when Scott gives us more information on this and we have time to discuss it further.
You look puzzled.
Yes, sir. We've kind of gone a ways here to see if the board or the Corps would come out with an interpretation of which jurisdictional or not. You know, as far as the service connectivity, I think we're looking at probably 4 or 5 months. They haven't. So, again, we got to force their hand. My recommendation is to kind of force their hand. You know, if they do say that it's connected because of the concrete pile channel and that, then we're still going to be a year out. What do you, okay, so this is what the map shows, but what do you actually think is? Because, I mean, you're talking about a man-made basin, right. Too, right? Mm-hmm.
So I can modify my motion to say, next meeting, can we take this up and make a determination next meeting to have a vote on the way we want to go, just so we can just review.
Sure.
And just make absolutely sure that this is the right jurisdictional way to go.
Will you have more information at the next meeting? Or will nothing change?
I don't think anything will change. I think this is, you know, we've got all the information we could gather on it. But I agree with Rusty, if you need to look into this and spend some more time on it, ask us questions, I completely understand that. So just stuff at the board.
Second.
Got a motion, second. Any further discussion?
Yes. I, in looking at the email from the consultant, the option one would be to seek the approved jurisdictional determination, where the Army Corps would have to tell us yes or no. This is a surface or it is not. Mm-hmm. I would be prepared to move forward with option one today if there's consensus on the board. That would be my recommendation, that we move forward with option one.
And I think the motion is just to make that decision the next meeting. I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I haven't really. I'd like to just ponder over it for 2 more weeks and just look at it. So my motion is to make a decision next meeting and move forward in 14 days.
That's acceptable.
We'd like to table this potentially.
I mean, it's a that'll work. Yeah. Well, you want to revise your motion?
Well, my motion. Okay, my motion to revise to table it for today and to take it up on the next agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed, show it to be unanimous. You want to take a brief recess? I see people kind of getting a little antsy in their seats. If people have come for a certain thing and want to leave, we'll take a little recess here and everybody can go to the restroom or whatever and get coffee.
Sounds good.
Y'all would join us, please. Have a seat. We're getting ready to get back to work.
I'm going to unmute now.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Ready? Ready?
Let's roll.
Move. move on to item C. Review and take action on Westland Ranch Section 6A preliminary plat and change. It should be LJA Planning and Design LLC, not Meta. Do I hear motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. It is a preliminary drawing.
Yes.
As we move forward on these down there in the south area of our district, pay attention to our easements that we're going to be working in. Keep our distance, keep the obstructions out of it. There's a push to have a lot of these amenities in certain areas.
Yes,
sir. And it's prudent to keep them out of our working area. We don't want to be mowing around picnic tables and things like that. That's my only suggestion, and that'll come up on the final. So we got a motion, second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Show it to be unanimous. Item D, review and take action on Westland Ranch 6B preliminary plat, LJA Planning and Landscape Architecture. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Same comments. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Item E, review and take action on Westland Ranch Section 8 preliminary plat, LJA Planning and Landscape Architecture. Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion, a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Show it to be unanimous. Item F, review and take action on Westland Ranch Section 9 preliminary plat, LJA Planning and Landscape Architecture. Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a motion, a second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Show it to be unanimous. Item G, review and take action on Friendswood Scoop Shop Regional Detention Request. This development would like to purchase 0.12 acre feet of stormwater detention. Shellmark Engineering, do I hear a motion?
Motion to discuss.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Go ahead.
We were talking before this with Scott. So this is going back to the downtown, just for the people to know, the downtown district's ability to mitigate water. And you correct me, Scott, if I'm wrong on this. So that's what this is for the offsite, because, you know, we're sensitive on this board about offsite detention and how we grant that. I think we have a track record of that. So I just wanted to make sure that people understand this is for offsite detention for a project that's in the downtown district.
Yeah, correct. And the city did the improvements on 518 to convey the flow.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Teresa? Okay. My comment is this is right adjacent to the big pipes we ran there that go down by Quaker's Landing. Mm-hmm. This is the old Glein house that was moved there. And I'm curious, with those big 5-inch pipes that are, or 5-foot pipes that are there underneath Quakers, is it necessary for this? Did we take the calculation into removing the water into that additional flow? You follow what I'm asking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You've answered my question. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Show it to be unanimous. Item H, review and take action on Galveston County Consolidated Drainage District 2024 Design Criteria Manual Updates, Daniel Scott Engineering. You got any comments?
No comments. Appreciate that reviewed it, the city, the board members, especially Ms. Teresa, getting it lined out, WJ, our other consultant engineer as well.
And Hill, too. He was here. There you are. Thank you for expeditiously taking care of this, and thank you for the board's comments.
We're very aligned with the city now, which we were mostly aligned before, but they changed a few things after our last iteration of the manual, so we need to come in line with them. So.
I noticed the back and forth on them, so it's good. We got it taken care of. Thank you for your help. And Samantha, you had a little bit to do with it, too, so thank you.
Yeah.
Seeing not, no other comments, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion to approve.
Oh.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Item I, review and take action on a proposed fee schedule for engineering services for Daniel Scott Engineering. I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion, a second. This goes back to when we hired them for their services and a discussion we had then. And I think it's appropriate to align ourselves with the fees. So I don't have any other comments.
This goes back to 2020 from what I read, Scott, from, and that's I asked you about before. So it was you kind of, you reduced your fees to take the job. To, and that's good, to prove yourself to the district and the job you've done, which since I've been here, you've done good. So I'm going to agree with Kevin on that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Here's one I hope you guys paid attention to. There was a lot of back and forth on this. Item J, review and take action on an interlocal agreement between Galveston County Consolidated Drainage District and the City of Friendswood for the Deepwood Flood Control Project. Do I hear motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
You've got the motion. Comments?
This is for the Deepwood project, for y'all, the confluence of College Creek and Clear Creek down there by the old dog park and the pound down there. So if y'all gone back there, I used to actually live across the creek from that for 25 years. There was a bunch of houses back there that had been torn down. Unfortunately, it's where that fire was, where the Fort Mend fire chief had a heart attack after fighting that one fire. But I believe there's three more houses back there. I think the city's offered on two of them, maybe all three of them, I think. One's resided in. But if y'all go back there, we're getting after it. It's looking good. It's a little muddy the other day, but that's where it's at. If people want to drive down that road on Deepwood and check it out, it's to the left.
Any other discussion? You had the second?
No, I agree with what you said.
Yeah, hard time bringing it up to read what the final resolution was on the city paying for the project. There's, how did that work out?
The statement in there as funds are available.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Hill.
And I will add also, this was previously approved by the city council, a different iteration, but it has been changed pretty significantly since then. So this will be going back to the city council for reapproval. So, but this is the form that we've all been able to come to your rep. And the key word being that it'll be dependent upon what the city has the capacity of doing. We do have that goal in mind. We've got some things that we've been obligated to finish up, but this is going to be one of our go-to projects as the opportunity presents.
Paige, you've been in contact with the city's attorney, correct, on this stuff?
That's correct.
Revising and kicking out certain language you thought was unnecessary to hone this in, what Hill's talking about they're going to take up, that's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And their attorney has let me know that it's on the agenda for March.
If I could summarize what I think the interlocal agreement says is that there's 31, 36 lots. Basically, the district owns half of them. City owns the other half, plus their utility laydown area. All that's going to be combined, and the city's going to take over the management and pay for that project.
Yes, that's correct.
At some point in time.
At some point in time, yes. At this time, we are still working on closing out a grant project on the other side of the street. We're trying to get that wrapped up as quick as possible. We just got a environmental assessment back on that, and we're crossing our fingers that we'll be able to do that project this year. And as soon as that is wrapped up, we're gonna roll up that one right into whatever we do here with that project.
As we currently have it envisioned, and give me a guess. How many acre feet of detention are we going to have?
I can tell you that.
Just guess.
Just guess. 12.
Similar.
I don't like that answer.
Well, it'll be much more. It'll be a couple hundred feet.
Okay, I thought it was almost equivalent to Whitaker, but it might be a little bit less than that. But it's significant.
It'll be significant, yes. Especially for that area. We've got some other things that are going on in that area. We've got the Whitcomb project that's set to kick off. We've just wrapped up the Prince Group, the Fourth Bend Detention Bend, Detention Basin project. So there's a lot going on in that area. It's just, this is just going to add to all the benefits that we're going to see in this area around F-528.
This has taken some years. Goes back to Harvey and FEMA buying out the property there where our maintenance equipment is, and so I think it's taken a while, but it's a good thing going forward, and I look forward to you guys having the funds available, because we've done pretty much all we can do at this point. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Show it to be unanimous. Okay, review and take action on Westland Ranch Section 2 LJA, final plat LJA engineering. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a motion, a second. Discussion.
Yes. I asked Scott before the meeting started, the city of League City has approved or done whatever they're going to do to issue a letter of non-objection.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
And I also talked to you, but I'm not sure I understand how the water get out of here.
So it is it's tied together by internal drainage, and you have box ditch coming down through here. There's also detention basins in between Muldoon Parkway, and then just south of here, they have some detention pond expansions going on. So their entire system provides capacity for all their sections as they come south.
To not increase the flow.
Correct. They have internal storm drains that they're going to tie into here that's going to convey it to those tributaries or potentially out in the right-of-way.
So they're using the streets as conveyance?
Underground storm. Extreme events,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
You have a second?
A second.
No.
Yeah, I mean, basically the same thing they're going to do in these sections coming up. It's going to be the same type of design that we've been looking at. That's coming up in all these preliminary ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Could I suggest that we make a caveat to the motion in the second that we don't move forward with it until we get the LONO?
Yes, sir.
Do we not have it from Lake City?
I've got a letter.
Yeah, we've got the
letter.
I thought we had it.
Here's a letter from Chris Carpenter.
That's the one.
Yep.
Stating that they have no objection.
So we got the loan, though.
We're in good shape.
We're in good shape. That seems to be pretty much a regular event these days.
Okay, I'll touch on that later when we talk about that.
In your comments.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Item L, review and take action on Cave Freeze and Associates Engineering Professional Services Agreement. I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion, a second. Samantha, thank you very much for paying attention to our request and for addressing our comments on the fees. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Samantha.
Any further? You got any discussion?
Sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Is there anything on the consent agenda anybody would like to remove? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
So I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Joseph.
Well, with the recent rain and stuff, it's kind of been slow, but now we're back up at work and working on all the projects on the number 3 detention pond at 2 Queens. Pretty much dug out there. They're prepping it, putting in the backswell drains and stuff into the pond, and they'll be doing some concrete work for the outfall for the overflow. And then they'll move to the one right next to Castlewood and start that one. Over at Mary's Creek, years ago, back in 2010, 09, 2010, you could see where we dug out an inline detention in that area. Well, at that time, the district ran out of money, so now we're finishing up that inline section that's right along 2351. And all of that is a real nice improvement where we've been working on Mary's Creek. And so we'll be getting that grass seeded before too long. They probably have another month and a half there to work. Then up on Baker Road, we had where Baker Road detention pond, the outfall falls into Cards Creek. We had a section of the bank that fell there. And so we got a crew over there rebuilding that bank as well to protect that outfall from that detention pond. Mowing crew, with the little bit of warm weather we have, you know, in Texas, we wait 10 minutes, weather gonna change. So, but with the warmer weather that we recently had, grass is starting to grow, so they're picking up on mowing and stuff in quite a few areas. And I think that's all I have, unless y'all have any questions.
I got a question, Joseph. Actually, kudos. Up there by Boca Raton, Mission Estates, the email, I want to thank you and Jim for driving around, but thank Joe for finding the obstructions once again in the culverts and getting that cleaned out. Go ahead and explain.
And you know, Eagle Lakes, they have the big pond that's down there at the end that outfalls into Chigger Creek. And then up here on the power line right away, which is directly behind us, there's another overflow, or there's another pond there with outfalls there that holds water that's supposed to be amenity. And about a year, about a year ago, they had a contractor come in because they had a lot of aquatic vegetation growing. And so they need to get it cleaned up. Well, what they did, they brought like a slope mower in and mowed it. And it all went in the water, and the first time we had a rain event, it just floated up and plugged the three pipe. And so it caused the water to back up. And we recently had a person email in saying, man, we call that Eagle Ditch or North Eagle, that, man, it seemed like we got 2 inches of rain, and it came up real quick, and it's not going down. So this past Friday, we went out looking, and at that outfall at Eagle Lakes, there was a piece of plywood and tree debris that had two of the pipe plugged up. So that was the reason the water was backing up. But that's been taken care of now.
Kudos.
Kudos to Joe.
And Joseph and you. The next time you take him out there, leave him. He said he was so turned around he didn't know what was north and what was south.
For all the good I did, you might as well have been. Windshield looking didn't cut it.
Any questions for Joseph? Kathy, you're next. How's the audit going?
It's going good. We're supposedly going to be on the agenda next meeting for a presentation.
Okay.
And I think I'm through with them. And Friday is the last day for applications for election. Elections May 4th.
Any questions for Kathy? Scott, you've got the floor.
All right. Got several reviews coming in, a lot of attachment 4 forms, you know, people doing some expansions for pool work and stuff like that. And so we've been reviewing that. The city of Lake City is having a development services strategic plan workshop. There's three opportunities for that. They've asked that the district be represented, so Joseph and I are going to attend that on the 22nd from 9 to 11. We look forward to working with them and you know, getting on the same page, right? So we want to work together ultimately, make sure everything's right in the district.
February 22nd, what time?
From 9 to 11.
So that's the date out of the three you guys decided would work?
Yes, sir.
See you there. If anybody else is going to attend, we may need to post it. But
we might need to.
It'd be great.
Let Joseph know if you plan to attend, and we'll post it.
Is this the League City meeting?
Yeah. Yeah. It's where they sent out the flyer for three.
Who's going?
I'm on the committee that drafted it, so I'll be there. Joseph and Scott will be there.
Y'all to go.
Well, I could be there. Just
I'll post it.
Post it. 9 to 11 at Arolfo.
Civic Center, 400 West Walker Street, League City, Texas.
That's where we're going.
We'll have our own conference room.
And what was the date?
February 22nd. Scott, you want to go on a little more? The Lono, you were going to say something about it? I think we've conditioned League City to make sure we get those things. I remember when we first started going down there with our plats and approvals. They were like, why do we need to do a Lono for you guys? Well, I think we've got them conditioned. And
good job, Matt.
I think Matt's back there. You'll be coming up next.
Is that we're not approving something that the city hadn't seen, right? That's what our intention is.
And correct.
It's not the whole development, right? It's that, you know, hopefully they're tracking along with their submittals at the same time with the city and the drainage district, so that way they can address our comments at the same time and move forward. That Lono was implemented years ago by the board and by the city of Friendswood, so that way it didn't get out of, you know, cart didn't get put before the horse, right?
Yep. Thank you. Yes, sir. Any questions for Scott? Robert, City Council.
I don't have anything. I look forward to seeing what's in the interlocal agreement for the D4 project. So we'll be getting that in March.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just wanted to share two things with you. The first thing is the construction of the Friendswood Regional Summer Water Detention Basin, the partnership project that we have with you guys with Harris County Flood Control District and with Gallison County at the intersection of Dixie Farm Road and Clear Creek. Harris County Commissioner's Court has approved a construction contract for a reparating project. We still have a ways to go on the design of the ultimate project. There's some issues that they need to work through, but the reparating project is a project that has been designed to help ensure that the Galveston County portion of the proceeds are going to be spent in the allotted time, since it's ARPA funds, and there's an expiration date on that. So they did send out a construction advisory yesterday, the flood control district did. And we're looking at approximately 275 acre feet as part of this project. Ultimately, when the major project is complete, we're going to be looking at closer to 750 acre feet, but this will kick it off, and they're looking at getting that started here within the next couple weeks. Other thing I want to share with you guys is, this will be coming before you guys at some point here within the next couple of years also, but last week the Texas Water Development Board allowed or authorized a study to be done on Clear Creek and Dickinson Bayou. This is to utilize the models that Harris County has been using, the MapNex models. Harris County has been using that to update their flood maps, and the thing about it is when they did their models, they had a model all of Clear Creek, and then they went and refined what was in Harris County. Well, the base model is already there, halfway done, and so the Water Development Board has decided to take up that mantle to complete that model on the Galveston County side, and in also in Rosario County. I believe that they're going to do everything from 45 up, so we'll definitely be included in that. The end goal for that is going to be an updated FEMA map for Galveston County. But that's several years away. It's a pretty lengthy process with FEMA. We'll have a pretty good idea here probably within the next 2 years of what that model is going to look like once they have an opportunity to refine everything in the on the Galveston County side. But like I said, it is a process. They'll be having a roadshow. The consultants will. They'll be engaging any interested stakeholders, and there'll be some public meetings also to receive input into what's being done with that model and how it's going to move the book. So we're a couple of years away from the end result of that, but this is a very good first step to see them authorize that work last week.
Comments in March, right?
Sorry?
Comment period in March is what Tommy said.
This is, you're talking about Tommy Joe?
Mm-hmm.
This is separate from what they're doing. So
okay.
This will be a separate comment period. Those things have not been established yet.
Okay.
So when's the master drainage plan going to be completed?
The master drainage plan, we're still waiting on FEMA to hear back from their on their approval. We did submit a request for information a couple weeks ago, so they're working on it. And
have any idea when you're looking at what you're thinking?
They haven't told us anything different from what they told us originally, which was would be in the spring. So if we hear anything different, we'll share. With you guys.
And it will. It is going all the way to our district boundaries, including the League City
it
portion.
It will, yes.
Okay.
Hill, is FEMA going to pay for that? The point is, the question I have is, can we release the hold on the $400,000 that we committed to that study?
How so? What do you...
Our portion of it is
our
what he's asking.
Was, we agreed to pay $400,000 on that.
Correct.
Since that point in time, FEMA's come into it, or somebody else with money. So can we release the hold that we have on that $400,000?
I think that's probably a discussion that we would need to follow up on and do some due diligence on that.
Okay. Can we keep it, basically?
Okay.
That's what we're saying. Can we keep our money? Since FEMA is coming in.
Well, that would be a involve a
so interlocal
that way to amend the interlocal agreement that we have on that. So
can I put words in your mouth? Can I put words in your mouth? It's premature. It's premature for that request right now because when you get federal agencies involved, it not only takes longer and costs more money. So you have our commitment on that agreement. If we get to the point where we can have our $400,000 back, we would like it. But we'd also like that study completed.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, they got 45 days to respond. And the clock's ticking. No, Heather?
I don't have that.
That information.
I will say one thing for you guys to take into consideration. The city's portion is being paid for by bonds, and that by using that, that's going to limit us to what we can do to just within the city limits.
That's why we stepped up. But this is one of those things. Now we've got people wrapping their arms around us because they're going to give us money telling us what we want to do. Do not deter from our mission. It's a group effort between the city and the district for the entirety of the district. You guys are paying for the city part. It just goes back to our agreement. Fully intend to benefit our community and the district.
We can We can have some follow-up discussion on this.
I think the 45 days on that, Kevin.
I apologize for the question.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lose size of the 400,000.
Yeah.
We're not talking about getting all the 400,000 because if ours is proportionately reduced, we would like y'all's to be proportionately reduced so that we were all equal.
I think what we want to do is within the language too. Maybe the attorney can look at this language, but maybe we, when this gets redefined and with y'all's money you're getting,
it's the same thing.
Right, we might want to revisit the portion or how much we contribute based on, you know, I think that's what we're getting to. We might want to have further discussion on that monetary commitment we made.
We'll follow up with you guys and set something up.
And we set a deadline too, remember?
No, they don't. They don't remember.
I do.
I know, but they don't.
We set it for December of last year, and then we pushed it to March because we had to comply with the other people that were giving us the money, which leads back to my statement. When we involve other people, they tend to tell us how long they're going to be to respond, so. What if we said we had a deadline of June this year? Heather, can you write that down? Thank you. Put that on our to-do list to get it done by June. You don't get it if you don't ask. Okay? And I'm not trying to grill you.
Upper management and city attorney.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I don't mind helping either. P&Z, we got any questions? Oh, it does.
And then, so I think we keep kicking them back. We haven't seen the new iteration yet. And then also, we have a new commissioner. We have one step down and new one appointed. And I haven't met him yet. I know his name is Willie, but that's all I know.
And you guys are done with the Whitcomb. It's through you now, right?
The preliminary master plan, yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to that. City of League City. Hey, Matt.
Just an update on the Westland Ranch development. There's a lot of work going on out there. I imagine I'll be accepting the lift station for that development any day now. We had a startup and inspection of that last week that went fairly well. They had a laundry list of items to correct on. And then there's various sections out there under construction. You got sections 8 and 9 on the north portion of the development. Also, when you look at the southern portion of the development, Lakes of Western Ranch, Section 1, 6A and 6B, we've had pre-construction meetings for that stuff, so you'll start seeing some progress in that area. And then, of course, the roadway expansion. Muldoon Parkway is going to be extended to the property boundary, and Magnolia Bayou is the north-south collector that'll be extended to 517. You'll also see some movement now on the League City Parkway portion of the legacy development. The first course of action they're taking is to install that two lanes that's missing in front of Magnolia Creek golf course in that vicinity. Once they get those two lanes in, then they'll be looking at completing the connection to Friendswood. But I think that's pretty much all I got, unless y'all got questions for me.
I don't think it's in your jurisdiction, that temporary pond there that's right across that Dannenbaum did. So once you get the two lanes in front of Westover done, they're going to remove that detention pond and put in a permanent one when they do the
League City Parkway expansion?
Yeah.
Connecting the Friendswood Lakes Bowl?
Yeah.
I remember when they discussed that when they were talking about the road.
Yeah.
It's the legacy development.
Right. I'm just looking forward to it being permanent and working. A lot of trees came down over there. Okay. Any questions for Matt? Matt, thank you for attending our meetings.
No problem.
Regional flood plan correspondence and League City aficionado, I guess. Thanks to Mayor Nick Long. Go ahead, Peggy.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank each of you for what you do regarding protecting the citizens of Friendswood. Everything you do benefits those of us downstream, and that does not go unnoticed. So I personally thank all of you for all your hard work and support. The San Jacinto Region Flood Planning Committee met last week. Texas Development Water Board always has a presentation at the meeting, and stated that our region was the first one to submit the report. And what will happen is the Texas Development Water Board has to submit a state plan to the legislature by September 1st, 2024.
Make sure we get our money.
So it will. We're hoping. So this is a culmination of the last 5 years of work gathering data, doing the analysis, and putting forward the projects. So the planning group is now looking at possibly selecting a new technical contractor for the next portion, which would be the next 5 years. So there will be a lot of administrative activities happening, but hopefully as the Texas Development Water Board refines and communicates the criteria and the process they will be using for including projects in the state plan, as that's discussed, I'll bring that information forward to you. This morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a joint meeting between the Clear Creek Watershed Steering Committee and the Dickinson Watershed Steering Committee.
Virtual.
And hybrid. It would be hybrid. So if you want to go to the Civic Center and sit with Robert, you can do that. Or if you want to remote and wave to me on camera, we can do that. So we're trying to accommodate the maximum flexibility. And we are really meeting one of the goals that we've talked about in the past several years, and that is to establish a reputation in the area such that if there is any group that has an interest in what we do, to let me know or let Robert know so we can add you to the distribution list. But go further than that. If there is a group who feels that they're working on a project that would be of interest to our group, to reach out to us, and we'll discuss it, and then if it's appropriate, we'll include it on the agenda. So to that end, the Central Region of the GLO River Basin Study reached out to me, and they wanted to present to our group, and I was familiar with them because they have presented to the San Jacinto Region 6 Flood Planning Group. So they will be presenting this morning. So we'll have our regular reports as well as that special presentation. They will be participating remotely. Hopefully, those of you who can accommodate it on your schedule, you'll join us. And then if you have any questions later, let me know. GCBD is having their meeting tomorrow, Gulf Coast Protection District. This is their every 3 months they're on the road. This is on their road meeting. They'll be in Port Arthur, I believe. I will send you the link later to the meeting. What we're getting in the last couple of meetings, because we have the challenge at the federal level for funding, we're getting a lot of reports from GLO on what they're doing to put all the paperwork and the agreements in place with the district when we do get our money. And then there's good reporting on the Orange and Jefferson County project.
What time is that meeting?
10 o'clock tomorrow, and I will send you the link a little bit later.
I may be able to do that on my phone.
Okay, well, if you have connection problems, chat with me.
Thank you. Love to chat. I appreciate you doing that, too.
Okay, and Thursday morning, we will have the IMAC meeting. That's the International Maritime Advisory Committee meeting. That's a Bayhead meeting that is chaired by former Senator Larry Taylor. And as I mentioned previously, We are pivoting a little bit in the meetings. We're talking more about maritime type activities, but we still have a portion that is associated with our Texas coastal study. And that concludes my report.
Any questions? Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Board of Directors reports, Lonnie?
I have nothing.
Rusty?
Yes, sir.
Jim?
Good.
I have a report.
Teresa?
I first wanted to recognize and congratulate Joseph Anderson again on an excellent presentation that he made at the Friendswood Rotary meeting
fun.
On January 31st. It was a great opportunity for him to present information on a lot of our projects that are underway, and also to showcase our website that is a tremendous source of information. One of the features on the website that I think is particularly cool is the ARC GIS project dashboard, where you can click on the map, you can see the location of the project, and some key facts about the project will pop up on the screen. So that's a really neat feature. I'd also like to say that it's been an honor and a privilege to serve our community as a member of the GCCDD board. Since I was appointed lawfully in April of 2023 to serve out the remainder of Director Harris's term, I've worked really hard to come up to speed so that I can use my engineering background and add value as a member of this board. One example would be the detailed reviews that I've done on our drainage criteria manual. I have filed my application to be on the ballot, and I hope to be able to continue serving with this really productive and dedicated team of directors and district staff. So, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. 1959 project over there, Dixie Farm Road, February 19th. This is the day we're finally going to get to dig over there on the reduced project. And Harris County Flood Control, the federal program about Clear Creek. Nobody's probably heard about it, but there's going to be comments out for March in March, and then they will visit us and tell us about it. Long awaited, probably the last time this was done with the Corps was, as people referred to, back in the 60s. A lot's changed. With the opportunity of acquisitions of land and pieces of property that have come online with all the districts adjacent to that. So that's the good news. Do we have anything to go into executive session, Jim? Okay. We're going to go into executive session. We'll call the meeting to order in executive session. The Board of Directors will convene into closed meeting pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.072, discussion regarding real property. And we have some documents to sign in there.